Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on my Talk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Coming up in a matter of seconds, we have Second Chance Romance. Then the Ditlet. And I woke up really excited to give you a TV taste test of a new show on Apple.
Yes, I can't wait to hear about Shrinking.
I can't wait to tell you about it.
We also have a Pick Your Prize winner today, don't we?
$100 winner. Oh my gosh, you guys. That is my bad. We were getting and rearranging the kitchen.
Yep.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So this is what we're going to do. One moment.
This person qualifies.
Please stand by.
$10,000.
Standing by.
Please stand by because now I have to do this.
I can pick their prize.
Yeah. Operators are standing by.
We are. That's right. Time Life operators are standing by.
And here we go. Alexis.
I got the winner.
Here we go.
Yep.
You get to choose it.
PYP.
Picking your prize.
Congratulations, Beth Lundquist of St. Paul. You're a winner.
Yay.
$100, baby.
Way to go, Beth. Way to go.
And we'll contact you. Don't worry.
Yeah. And now she's qualified for the $10,000 Pick Your Prize Ultimate Prize.
Woo-hoo!
So glad you two understand this. Okay. Let's continue.
We're finding love now.
I doubt it.
You get this, don't you?
I understand this dumb segment. Yeah.
I was so wrapped up in us finding love today.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it was
really?
It happens.
Okay.
We're invested in these folks.
Yeah.
We are. We are. I want to help, especially today's. So that's right.
Yes.
Oh, and look at that. Beth was a winner. And then Beth is also the name of the person we're speaking to.
Oh.
Look at that.
Imagine
that.
Oh, what if it was? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Hi, Beth.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. You know, like Alexis always says, we're finding love today, guys.
Well,
that's a plan.
Well, let's hope, Beth. Let's hope.
Oh, Beth, we love you already.
Beth, we've wasted enough of your time. I'm going to shut my mouth. Go ahead and tell us your story, my friend.
Okay, well, I went on a date with this woman named Sam, and she's great. She's really smart and funny and kind of delightfully dour, which I find really endearing. And we had been DMing back and forth, and we're, you know, on Instagram for a while, and then I really wanted to meet her in person.
Okay.
Nice. So you guys went on a date?
Yeah. Yeah. And
where'd you go?
Yeah, we went to dinner and a movie, and, you know, we got some burgers at Potluck, and then we went to see Avatar. And, I mean, I just had to see what that was all about. Honestly, I picked the movie because I wanted to spend as much time with Sam as possible. And that worked because that is a very long movie.
Sure
yeah,
is.
Yeah, very long, yes. Okay.
Who can hold their pee the longest?
Yeah.
Yeah, great first date material, Alexis.
Yeah. Okay, so the movie happened, and what else?
Well, yeah, the movie finally ended, and then after that, we got a little dessert, and, you know, we just, a little DQ, you know, and then we parted ways. But I've been ghosted, guys. I mean, I want to go on another date with Sam. I don't know what's going on.
Oh.
So nothing past the ice cream. Well, I'm at least optimistic. I thought you were going to tell me that it was, you know, once Avatar ended after 17 hours, that it was just you guys got in your car and went home.
I'm exhausted.
So,
yeah.
Did anything odd happen at DQ or anything odd happen, you know?
No.
At dinner? Okay.
No, not that I can think of. I thought we had a great time, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because that's generally when you could have talked and at least gotten to know each other. Conversation felt good and feeling the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
Anything else, ladies? Anything else? No other questions? Okay.
No.
Well, Beth, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and we have Sam on the other line. The only thing she knows is that we are calling about a date.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that it's about you. So hold on just a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Hold on for one more day.
Let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. I mean, this is, I have to say, a first for me.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, we know, believe me. So thank you for doing it. So, Sam, we do this segment about dates that, you know, there's one date and there's nothing else afterwards. And that's kind of where you come in. We're calling about your date with Beth. Does that ring a bell to you?
Oh, sure. Yes. I remember Beth. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay. Why have you ghosted her?
I mean, okay. So I don't think it was a great, you know, what one would categorize as date. You know, it wasn't the worst I've been on, if that's what you're trying to get at.
I suppose we just are curious about what happened on your date with Beth and what's going on.
Okay.
Was the movie a bad idea?
Yeah, I mean, we went to the Rosedale Center for dinner and a movie. It was her idea, which, like, hey, fine. But we saw Avatar 2, and I don't know why I agreed to see it on a date, but, you know, hey, whatever. She picked a movie, but apparently she hadn't seen the first one. So the entire time she's asking questions, and she's an explainer. Like, she just talked through the entire movie, and, you know, she was always saying, oh, did you just see that? And, oh my God, and, you know, that was so cool, don't you think? And I'm like, yes, Beth, I'm watching the same movie as you. Yes, I saw it, and yes, I thought it was cool. Of course, it's Avatar, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wasn't talking back. I'm just, like, quietly thinking that, but it's super distracting. But, you know, she didn't get the hint, and I didn't want to shush her and be rude, but at the same time, get a clue, you know? So.
Okay.
That can be very distracting. You kind of wish that someone else in the theater would say something. Is that what you're thinking?
Oh,
a dot get thrown in your general direction.
I can understand. All three of us are three. We are people that do not enjoy other people talking during a movie. We talk about it several times a year. Sam, hear me out here. This segment is all about trying to help folks in this situation, possibly bring them back together for another go around. And that's kind of what we want to do with you. So in that spirit, we need to tell you that Beth is actually on the other line and she heard us. Well, that's how we got your number, which I'm sure you figured out by now. So, Holly, go ahead and put Beth up.
Oh,
Beth.
Hi, Sam.
You two talk amongst yourselves.
Hi. Yeah.
Damn,
oh
you
my
ghosted
gosh,
me. I thought we had fun.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was. I mean, who? Sorry, I'm on the spot here. I mean, of course, dinner and a movie is fun. I just, you know, I got the audiobook version of Avatar 2 from you, and I thought that was enough of a gift, you know, to just, you know, leave it at that.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. It was an exciting experience. It was cool. I was looking forward to seeing it with you. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we could have talked about the movie after it was done, you know, like normal people. And we did, and, you know, which was fine. And, like, are you just a running commentary throughout your entire life?
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't realize I was talking that much. Yeah, I bet you didn't. Yeah.
Whose turn is it today? Now,
it's Holly's turn.
Okay. Now, I hear both of you, Beth and Sam. Now, here's the deal. So, it's second chance romance. We're giving you guys a second chance to figure this out. And a second date would be on us. So, I ask you, are you interested in this? We would love if you were interested in this. We're trying to find love. We'll pay.
I mean, I am. I guess I can understand how I was annoying. And I would really love to give this another shot. We don't have to go to a movie.
No. No. Nope.
I'd like to try again.
Sam?
I mean, really, this is so unexpected. Like, I can't even tell you. And I'm just digesting all of this. And I mean, I'm really put on the spot. But, I mean, it's kind of sweet that, you know, you went through the trouble to do all of this, and surprisingly I'm flattered and slightly intrigued. I can't believe I'm saying this, so okay, let's go for it.
Yes!
Hallelujah!
We found love!
Thank you, guys.
Well, you're very welcome. As Holly said, Beth and Sam, because you agreed, we're going to send you a gift card. And we will pay next go around. So we have some of your info, but don't hang up. Holly's going to get your stuff so we can get you a gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Have fun, ladies. Ooh.
That's right.
Shantae, you stay.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I feel so good now. This is fabulous. Look at that. We found love.
Lex goes from, they'll go on maybe another day, to, we found love.
And we're going to get the wedding invitations in the mail.
Yeah. Let's only hope. That's amazing. You know, going on a movie for your first date.
Not good.
Not the best idea.
No.
Yeah, take it from your old friends. Don't do that.
Look, and understand when you want to go on a movie date when you're in high school and you're horny and you don't have any place to go to be horny.
Yeah, you're not watching the movie at all.
Yeah, you know, you're making out at the back of 1998's Godzilla starring Matthew Broderick. What?
Or you're rolling around on the floor of the Dunes Plaza Cinema during I'm Gonna Get You Sucka with Bernice. You mean that? You know.
Bernice!
Yeah. You mean that?
Like, what? Yeah.
I'm just saying, I know a friend that did that. In the late 80s. Friends. I know a friend that was laying on the floor of the Dunes Plaza Cinema making out with his date, Bernice. But that's a whole, I don't know if that person's still around. Anyway, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, Holly Roberts and the Dirt Alert. How much for one rib? It's Jason this morning for my friends at AAA Movers. I've learned, you know, I've been endorsing, doing commercials for AAA Movers for a decade now, 10 years. The number one lesson.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
That I've learned that I always like to pass on to you is this. If you're listening to this commercial and you do need a moving company, you need to call now to lock in that date. Because here's the reality. There are only so many dates available in crews. So if you procrastinate the date that you need to move, you might not be able to. So call 612-588-MOVE right now. AAA Movers is family owned. They have a triple guarantee. Price, safety, and satisfaction guarantee. Plus, they're one-stop shopping for moving. They can get you moving boxes. They can help you with long or short-term storage. And they can help you declutter with their declutter program. 612-588-MOVE. 612-588-MOVE or go to AAAMovers.com. Trust AAA Movers. You don't move every day, but they do.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Time to get caught up with the big celebrity news and the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Good morning, Holly.
Oh, good morning, Jason and Alexis. This story broke yesterday, and it's one of the biggest celebrity stories of the morning, that Amanda Bynes has been placed on a psychiatric hold after she was found roaming the streets naked and alone. Yeah, Amanda Bynes was seen walking near downtown Los Angeles this weekend without any clothes. And TMZ reporting that Amanda Bynes waved a car down, telling the driver she was coming down from a psychotic episode, and then she called 911. Now, TMZ sources are saying that Amanda Bynes was taken to a nearby police station where a mental health team determined she needed to be placed on a 5150 psychiatric hold. And the good news is it seems that Amanda Bynes is getting the help that she needs. That she's currently hospitalized, will likely to continue to receive care for several days, if not more than that.
It's just, I saw her face pop up on various socials yesterday, and it's just that feeling of, oh God.
Yeah.
This poor young lady just can't get any traction, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, stories this morning are saying that Amanda Bynes' parents aren't considering another conservatorship for her. You know, she was under a conservatorship for many years. That source, again, talking to TMZ, said that Amanda Bynes had been living by herself, going to cosmetology classes. And so they're just like, look, she's, you know, an adult and she is taking care of herself. And she called 911 herself. And so that answers that question if people were speculating about that.
Yeah, to hit the bottom and realize it and call, that's definitely the right step forward, and hopefully she's getting everything she needs.
A very tough story. Let's move on to Jordan Peele's fourth movie. It's over in the works at Universal Pictures, and it's currently called Untitled Fourth Film, directed by Jordan Peele. That's all you get.
That's all we get?
That's all we get. It is coming out Christmas Day 2024, though. Christmas Day 2024. So if there are any clues to be had by that release date, go forth and try to figure it out and let us know. But it has big competition, because scheduled to be released during the holidays 2024 includes Avatar 3 and Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Well, it'll do well then.
It'll do well. That's called counter-programming, kids.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because we've got blue people and a blue hedgehog, and then we've got Jordan Peele's movie. This keeps in line with the way that Jordan Peele's films have been rolled out in the past, where it's just, it's tight-lipped, and then you get a surprise, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. I like the mystery of it all.
Yes.
I wish I liked Nope more than I did.
Did you just kind of feel meh about it?
I did feel meh about it. Yeah. I liked the beginning, and then the end kind of lost me.
So,
as is with lots of movies.
Yeah.
Big news over on television yesterday. Julianne Hough taking on the role of co-host of Dancing with the Stars. Tyra Banks is leaving because she's an international businesswoman and she's got ice cream to sell you. She doesn't That's right. need to be hosting that anymore. So Julianne Hough co-hosting with Alfonso Ribeiro. And that's going to be happening in the upcoming season. Let's see what kind of stars Dancing with the Stars can.
Yep.
Well, and Holly isn't just being funny.
No.
Tyra literally is selling ice cream.
Yes.
I mean, she's doing an ice cream. Yes.
She will still be an executive producer on the show.
Oh, okay. So she's collecting a check.
Yes, she is. And she's still planning to work behind the scenes, but just not as host.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I wonder if it's a vanity title.
Hollywood.
Part of a contract, yeah.
Hollywood Speak is yes. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Speak is that the Hollywood Speak on this is that Dancing with the Stars doesn't want Tyra Banks to host. However, there's a contract that needs to be honored. And so we're going to have Tyra Banks' name on it until that contract becomes null and void.
It's hard when they're a producer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Well,
you probably saw the messages, too. And at some point, you just got to go, you know.
Is this worth right it for me?
Yeah.
Not the right fit.
Yeah. Well, she tried to lean into that aspect of hosting Dancing with the Stars, Tyra Banks. You know, she'd come out dressed like the Chrysler Building.
Yeah.
Or
and
like,
then do a wardrobe change.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff where it was like, I'm Tyra Banks and I'm outrageous. Well, you know, like Jason pointed out earlier in the program so well that that kind of hosting style does not fit.
No.
With this
not
kind
Dancing
of program.
Not Dancing with the Stars. No.
Yeah.
American Idol. The only show that breaks this, and because we stopped fooling ourselves years ago, The Voice is not about the contestants. Let's just be honest. Let's stop acting like, other than Kat Perkins, can anybody name a winner from The Voice? No. That show is and has always been about the judges.
Yeah.
Sadly.
And the chemistry and, yeah.
And, yep.
The digs.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. So, there goes Dancing with the Stars, and a congratulations to late comedian Andy Kaufman. He's being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, class of 23. Kids, if you don't know his feud with Jerry Lawler, go and YouTube some David Letterman this afternoon and give yourself a treat.
Yep. The slice of pop culture history you don't want to miss. For more of these stories, go to mytalk1071.com. When we come back, I'm really excited. There's a new show on Apple TV. I can't wait to discuss with you. Next.
Website or app.
Hello, everyone. It's Jason live for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Run to Red. Now, this time of year, as folks are celebrating, as they're observing Lent, you're looking for different options. You know, a lot of places have fish fries. Red Cow has a fish fry. But if you want some variety, Red Cow has it. We were there last week. I posted it on socials, and they had these amazing grilled mahi tacos. I am a sucker for some good grilled mahi tacos. I get them all the time when I'm in Disney, and these are just fresh and delicious. And the flavors and the spice just kind of dance on your palate. So run to Red for some amazing mahi tacos. If you're looking for lunch, hello, the You Pick 2 is available too. Half salad, half sandwich or soup. You pick three, you pick two for $15. So, right there, two good reasons to run to Red this week.
Time now for Alexis Out of Context.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
Here we go.
Are you auditioning for the town crier?
I think we're introducing the groundhog, I think. Things gonna see a shadow or not, I don't know. But we're now
time now for Alexis Out of Context.
Did you squeeze your meat?
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
No.
You might know what that means.
Squeeze your meat. Oh, we're so glad you're here. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Always available on our My Talk app. And the fun never stops on social. So make sure you follow us there. Lex in the Cities, Holly D. Roberts, and Jason Matheson.
I'm shrinking.
One of those mornings I woke up and I'm like, I can't wait to get to work.
Yes.
To tell you about a show. It's time for a TV taste
test. What is this, a taste test?
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample? Give me a
taste. Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test. Give
me a taste. I'm reviewing this morning the new comedy series from Apple TV called Shrinking. And it follows a grieving therapist, Jason Segel, who is just going, he lost his wife, and he's going through some big changes. He's trying to deal with his teenage daughter, who, of course, is mourning the death of her mother. He's trying to deal with some patients who are... requiring a lot of him, and he is also managing a relationship with his boss, played by Harrison Ford, and his goofy neighbors, and another therapist. And I'm gonna cut right to the chase and say, Ted Lasso, who this is my favorite show on Apple TV. Y'all need to watch this stat.
What do you love about it?
Everything. But let me tell you. The cast is stellar. And I mean stellar. You got Segel, who for some reason my husband just loves Jason Segel. There is a realness to him. There is an everyman, a goofiness. There's not a lot of pretense with Jason Segel in any character that he plays. And this guy is just very real. And he's a mess. And it's hysterical. He is just hysterical. Then you got Harrison Ford, which, thank goodness, Grumpy read this script and wanted to do comedy. Because my God, is he funny. I mean, you know, when he delivers a funny line in Star Wars or Indiana Jones, he's funny. The guy knows how to deliver a line, for the love of Pete.
That's why those characters are so endearing.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So now that he gets to stretch that muscle more than just a line here and there, he's a joy. And there's more to his character than just him being funny. There's depth to him. You're going to really... Generally speaking, I love this whole universe. You know how there's been shows the three of us have reviewed over the years, and you say to yourself, God, I just want to be in that town, or I don't want to leave these people. Yeah. I like this universe. This isn't a universe per se. It's Pasadena, but... but I want... Like Liz Lemon... I want to go to there. I want to be in Pasadena.
Want to go to there.
Because you love everyone. There really isn't a character that you don't enjoy, that you don't find affable or likable or funny. Michael Urie, who we've loved since Ugly Betty, in this as the lawyer and friend of Jason Segel, and he just drops lines. Every time he's on the screen, he steals it. And then his coworker, Jason's coworker in this firm, is fantastic. Jessica Williams from The Daily Show.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing. The writing is so fresh and snappy, not contrived.
Oh, that's good. Jeez.
I got to tell you, it's a tiny hill... That it's like a segment within a segment. You know, I love that. I love a Russian nesting doll. A tiny hill I will die on. I have to finally admit, I don't love Ted Lasso. Yeah, I don't love it. What I do love is this. I love Shrinking. We are four episodes in, and I can't wait to go home tonight and continue.
Yeah, because it looks like nine episodes are out. The finale is on the 24th. So, yes. Yeah, you've got some.
Are these 30-minute episodes of Shrinking or 60 minutes?
Less. They're 30, if not less.
Yes. Wow.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You've convinced us. We're in.
I know. I'm all in. I'm like, well, I think I know what I'm going to be watching tonight.
Yeah.
You gotta not give it a chance. I was hooked in episode one, but just know that 2 and 3 will cement your love.
Great.
Just know that. 1 will hook you. But if you're a little like, oh, your mouth is barely on the bait, you know, you're on the hook a little bit, 2 and 3, boom, will get you.
All right. Well,
because Yuri is not in the first episode, but I love his clients. I don't know. It's delightful. It's probably one of my most delightful finds as far as like comedies in several months.
Oh, well, totally sold on this. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? This is right. I just... It's my favorite show since Hacks.
Oh, okay, perfect, Jason. I haven't
been delighted by a streaming comedy like this since Hacks. Oh, that's Jason. That's it. That's it.
Yes. What about White Lotus? Did that come up before or after or two?
Okay, you know what? I consider White Lotus more of a dramedy.
Oh, really?
You know
what I mean? Okay. I gotcha.
I mean straight comedy.
Straight comedy, yeah.
This is good.
Oh, well, that's so exciting because Hacks is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The writing on this is similarly fresh and not a rat-a-tat-tat sitcom formula, which, look, I love the Great American sitcom. I'm not busting on it. But this is just like, oh, okay, this is fresh. Yeah. Now, look. Some of the you have to suspend reality. The relationships that Jason Segel has with some of his clients, you're like, okay, that would never happen. But come on, you got to suspend that disbelief and go with the story. I just want to live in Pasadena with these people. I want Harrison Ford to be my boss. he's great. He's great. My hope is that you like it as much as I do.
Yeah.
I think, Phil Jones, for what it's worth, he's like so good. Yeah.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of emails about it too. Christy agrees. OMG, Jason, 100% love Shrinking.
Yeah.
Angie, same thing. The show is fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, yeah. Well, Holly and I know what we're doing.
Yep.
And on Twitter, yes, agree, love Shrinking so much. Katie B, same thing. Shrinking is my favorite. My boss here at Fox, Marion Mim Davy Kessler, told me she knows my taste. We both loved, and like Lex, we loved Ugly Betty together. Yes. So she, go watch this tonight. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk. Live streaming on our app, on our website. Hell. I think we're on MySpace too, so check that out too.
Yeah, hit us up.
Friendster.
Hit us up. Friendster, we're on there. Yeah, Napster too.
Oh! And Vine!
We're on Vine too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I miss Vine.
What was that service that had 2-minute shows?
Quibi?
Quibi. Yeah, we're on Quibi too, everyone.
I was also thinking of Chat Roulette. Remember that?
Oh, Chat Roulette was fantastic.
I don't remember that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. It was the service that... Oh, God. Literally.
Excuse me again. Jason, Alexis, Holly. Once again, this is God.
Hi, God.
Hey.
What's going on?
Uh-oh.
I remembered one more thing I wanted to ask you today.
Sure, go ahead.
Do any of you know how to get those raspberry Girl Scout cookies?
Oh, no. Sorry, God. We can't help you.
We can't even get them.
Okay. It was worth a try. Bye.
No, wait. God, we have questions. God, we have questions.
Can you bring Vine back? No.
Well, he gives up very easily, our God, doesn't he?
I know.
He's like, can't get him. I get, okay, bye.
He pieces out real quick.
Wow.
We want to have a conversation.
We can never, I think he does it on purpose so that we can't ask him things, you know?
So what you're saying is God's kind of a troll.
He's trolling us.
Okay. Thanks.
And by the way, if God would have waited two more seconds, I would have told them they're nasty. I tried them last week.
Ooh.
I do not enjoy them.
Wait, can you describe them? Is it like a mint, like the mint ones that are covered in?
Yeah, they taste like.
Uh-oh.
I was seconds from cussing right there. That was the closest I've come in a while. I did not enjoy them. You know why? All kidding aside.
Yes.
And to the Girl Scouts and the Girl Scout moms out there, Ringo Starr, peace and love.
Peace and love.
I love you. I buy your caramel delights. But ooh. I got to be honest. I'm not going to lie here. The raspberry flavoring tastes artificial and leaves a horrendous artificial raspberry flavor in your mouth.
Ew. Oh,
yeah. Peace and love.
It looks like a thin mint, but is it minty at all? It's just raspberry.
It's the same kind of thing as a thin mint, but it has that raspberry flavor. Okay.
Oh, sure. The fruit and chocolate combination. Oh. It has to be done just right in order to work.
Yeah, and this opinion that I have was shared by Stephanie Hansen, producer Ted, Kendall. We tried them on the TV show. Nobody, and I mean nobody on our crew, liked them. And then we gave them to the studio audience, and I think like 1.5 people liked them.
Oh,
the half was a woman that was like,
it's like the first bite's okay. The second,
The studio audience did not enjoy them. Ugh,
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I haven't heard the best.
No, so if you're killing yourself trying to find them, just
don't worry.
No.
Think they'll be back next year.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, okay. They will be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
After the marketing debacle that has happened with these this year, the raspberry rallies.
Yeah. Anyway, chat roulette, Holly, before God interrupted us, which is just funny to say.
That's all right. God can interrupt us anytime.
Yeah. Lex and I, will you describe, what was it, Lex?
It was a social media site that you signed up for, and you would just go online, and you just basically, it would connect you with other people who are online at the same time, and you can talk, but it was only for a certain amount of time, and then it would go to the net, or no, it could be as long as you wanted. You just, when you're done, you just basically spin the wheel again, and then another person would be connected, and then you can chit-chat, but
I kind of remember this now.
Yeah, and there was a lot of nasties.
Yeah,
going on.
Yeah, you know, the internet is made by porn, and this sounds like it went to porn in about 3 seconds.
Pretty much. That's all we saw.
Yeah, how do I put this? Lex and I had a slumber party one time, and we played it, and within 2 seconds...
Penis.
That's right. was... Thank you, Eugene.
Multiple.
Yes.
Oh,
penis.
Yeah.
Yep. And just laying on the table.
Yes.
Like
a charcuterie board. Yeah. It was just out there.
That's all it was. And then the next one, the same thing. So we decided we made a poster board, and we drew a body from the neck down, like just to the just a torso. And then just drew huge bosoms.
Yeah. So we did boobies.
So it
would
look like,
So instead,
like the t-shirts that you find at the beach with the people in the bikinis.
That was our inspiration.
Penis.
Yeah.
But we saw a lot of those.
Penis.
And Lex and I were like, okay, this is fun for... maybe 5 minutes. And then it was like people dressed. Remember, Lex, people had like, they had masks. People were like in costume, but yet they were exposed.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was,
You could be an incognito. They didn't need much for you to get online. You could be anybody.
We did laugh though. Cause I mean, imagine us. We were so, I think we had some cocktails that night too. And we were, we were laughing our butt off because, you know, the one on the table is what got Lex. Because, girl, it was there to slap down on the table. It was just like, okay, hi. Where's the person that owns you?
Ew, gross. It was a close-up?
Yes!
Yeah, that's all it was. There was no other bot. It was just that.
Nasty!
Right there. And then the next one, just that.
Oh.
And that one wasn't at attention.
It looked like a Pepperidge Farm holiday kiosk. No!
We're at Hickory Farms today.
That's gonna do it for us.
Summer sausage, anybody?
That's right. Go out there and be yourself, right, Lex?
Oh, yeah. Just don't do that. No, but you be you. Have a great day, everybody. We love you, and we'll try tomorrow, I think.